This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you so much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, and on Parler, we are at the Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the things we have over there. All right, joining us right now, we have Colonel Jim Warshak, United States Air Force Colonel, retired, and Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
Would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance, sir?
I am ready to do so.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice,
For all.
And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we have a real shock today. Mitt Romney came out and said Donald Trump would win 2024, the GOP nomination, if he runs, and he would win in a landslide. Mitt Romney.
Yeah, that was quite shocking to hear that. Even though it's true, it's shocking to hear that coming from Mitt Romney, who is not the biggest fan of Donald Trump, and we all witnessed that over the last 4 years and his dealings with President Trump. So it's true, because all the indications are there. Polling, depending on what polling you follow, that is legitimate, pretty much leans that. And I saw something yesterday that also said he's the most popular president in the history of the United States. So, you know, I give it to Mitt Romney for saying that, and we'll see if he continues to believe that down the road.
Now, Senator Mitt Romney also wrote an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, and he said the $1.9 trillion bill is a clunker. It would waste hundreds of billions of dollars, do nothing meaningful to get kids back in school, and enact policies that work against job creation. He also said the Congressional Budget Office's recent analysis of the plan found that more than a third of the proposed funding, some $700 billion, wouldn't even be spent until 2022 or later when it comes to the schools.
Well, I have to echo the same there. That's exactly true. We haven't even all the money earmarked from the previous bill is still unaccounted. You know, it still hasn't even been put forth, and that again is the same thing. This thing is so full of pork, so to speak, that with earmarks for all different kind of things. It doesn't do what it claims to be. Most of the stuff in it, I was reading yesterday, has nothing to do with the virus. There's so much garbage that the Democrats put in there. You'd be a fool to say that it's a totally effective and well spent bill worth our taxpayer dollars, and it's not.
Now, Senator Joe Manchin, and hopefully he'll stick to his guns here, he says that he's on the fence when it comes to Neera Tanden, and he also says that he's having a problem with Xavier Becerra for the Health and Human Services Secretary. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, this guy is a leftist radical, and we don't need him in there. And there's a number of other people that the Biden regime, as I call them, are trying to put in there that are just totally have nothing good to do with America or their intentions and their plans of when you look at the things they've talked about in the past and the direction they want to take the country.
Right. Now, we've got a caller calling in here. Let me go to this caller. Is this Mary?
Yes, sir.
What's your question?
How many people out there in the audience really trust Mitt Romney? Raise your hand. It's like you have to know who's who in that party and how they're thinking. Not even how they're thinking, but what's been behind them in their past. You have to find all that thing out.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I know where she's going, but I'm shocked that he even said it.
Well, exactly. I'm shocked that he said it too. And you know, he's got a track record. As Mary said, we don't trust the guy from the standpoint of being a member of the Republican Party. But you know, he's right. Whether he's feeling the heat, and I think it's that exactly is why he said what he said. But regardless, he was correct in that statement. But his motive behind it, we'd have to look into further.
Now I'm going to be asking you some questions about the Middle East here when we come back in the next segment here, particularly about Iraq, about Iran, about Afghanistan, because there are some significant things that are happening there. So I'll be right back, folks, with Colonel Jim Warshak, United States Air Force, the retired colonel, intel officer that he was. Also, we will talk to him some more about some politics, because he's the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call or do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, as well as all the way up through the Midwest, too. Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and all the accessories you could dream of, and right now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage, upgrade your ride now, and see if you might want to buy a certified pre-owned yourself, be able to get a great deal there too. Now, Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. That means that all active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors get taken very good care of. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. It is really something. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you another bunch of money. All righty, back to Colonel Jim Warshak, and good morning, sir.
We're here.
I know you are. All right. Another rocket attack in Baghdad targeting the U.S. embassy. And then the comment we hear is, well, the U.S. won't lash out against Iran because we're trying to be nice to them. Or whatever it was.
Yeah, this is the typical thing that we anticipated would happen with a Biden administration. They're not going to do anything to rock the boat with Iran. You know, the big effort right now is to get the Iran nuclear deal back on track after Trump removed us from that. And their effort right now is to set that as their really one of their number one priorities, national security wise. And they brought back most of the people who were the architects of it from the Obama administration to continue on and get that done. And they don't want to do anything to upset Iran. And the rocket attacks, I think this is the second or third one now we've seen in a few weeks, are all signals from Iran. And they're abiding by them, and we're getting the kind of policy that just is horrific, and it's really a slap in the face to our men and women who served in uniform. You know, it's one thing to have to endure that kind of those kind of attacks, but when you don't stand strong and stand behind them, you know, more and more are probably going to come.
Now, Iran is reportedly growing very strong, very rapidly right now. Their nuclear program continues to motor along, and it's just a matter of time before they wind up with a nuclear warhead on a missile, and they might be able to hit something. How long can Israel go without doing something about all this?
Well, you know, we've seen in the past, the Israelis have a very good, what I would call an asymmetrical targeting program, and they focus on what's going on in Iran and who are the mover and shakers within that nuclear development program. And, you know, we've seen over time now and then out of nowhere the news one morning is a top scientist was assassinated or has gone missing, and you know it never get the finger never gets directly pointed at Israel, but that's pretty much the case. They know sometimes they have to slow things down by removing a key person, and that's Israel's way of dealing with this, you know, if in fact that's what really is happening. But Israel is you know, we're gonna see more aid start going back to Hezbollah, Hezbollah and Hamas.
Yeah.
So you know that initially is how Israel will have to deal with it through the IRGC's you know external programs to support terrorism in the region.
Yeah, well, we've opened up the communication lines again to Palestine, and that'll wind up with Hamas in the back door over there.
Oh, absolutely, Matt.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is before we go to a caller here, Afghanistan, the Taliban have taken more land. They've got more control of more land than what they had a month ago, and it's not getting any better. And we're not going anywhere, in my opinion, in March, are we?
No, I think we're going to see a reversal of the troop withdrawals, and that will ante up again. You know, we've been having for the last several years peace talks with the Taliban, and that's somewhat kept them at bay because they were looking for something from the peace talks. When you say control of the country, it's key routes and sectors in the country that they need, and of course, they realize now with Biden there that they're going to have free rein to do whatever they need to do to become the leading party politically in Afghanistan, as well as take over should we eventually leave that country.
Okay, let me go to the caller. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Correct, Captain. Yes.
Okay, what is your question for the Colonel?
Yes, for the Colonel. I was just going to ask you, is there any surprise that that these crazy cowards over in the Middle East, not to mention what North Korea is probably going to do, are now starting to fall out of their holes because they have Barack Obama, who was probably about a mile and a half, 2 miles up the street from the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue up there somewhere. And they've got an ally in the Oval Office. I mean, is it any surprise that these people, not people, but these savages are now starting to fall out of the hole, other than when President Trump was in the Oval Office, they wouldn't dare speak.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, absolutely. President Trump's policies were strategic from the standpoint that kept our adversaries in the Middle East at bay, and people are soon forgetting he had set in play a unbelievably complex but very successful peace arrangement in the Middle East, where we had countries talking with Israel and coming on board and supporting Israel, and four, there was going to be a fifth one in the works. Hopefully those will remain intact and those countries will realize that, and that will help stop the insanity that was going on with radical Islamic terrorism going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the plan, and I see that beginning to unravel because there's not going to be anybody there to maintain that effort.
All right, can you stick around for another segment, sir?
Sure.
All right, because we got another question. I'm going to try to get it in. Good morning. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks
what's
for
your
call.
What's your question for the Colonel?
It's a quasi question. Here's the thing: we're dealing with Iran. Iran's been a bunch of knuckleheads for decades. But here, going back to the 70s, okay, we sold Iran weapons. They overthrew the Shah. They used those weapons against Iraq. We sold Iraq weapons, and to include chemical weapons that was used in the Iran-Iraq war.
I know my trucks hauled them.
Okay, so we got Israel going on. During the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, we were trying to keep Israel out of it because of the scuds that kept going down, falling like raindrops in the region, because, can't have Israel get involved in this because there'd be a conflagration in the entire region. So let's fast forward to all that we know about what's been going on with Iran, the nuclear development.
All right, you're going to run out of time, so make it quick.
Roger that. Here's the thing. Iran was contained with President Trump. We are witnessing, in my opinion, a managed decline of us in the region to protect Israel in order so that the left can reach parity, in the political realm with Germany that has massive dealings with the Iranians going on right
all
now.
Right.
It's a mixed bag, but that's my opinion, gentlemen.
Right.
Thanks for taking my...
All right. Well, it was kind of a roundabout opinion question, Colonel, but you got about 30 seconds.
The influence there from Germany and other countries in Europe were all tied to Iran, to the Iran deal, which President Trump was trying to unravel and cause that to fail, along with us pulling out of it. So
okay,
that whole effort will start back up again.
All right, and we'll finish that off. We'll clean that up a little bit when we come back from the break with Colonel Jim Orshak. And oh, by the way, little something going on over there in Iowa right now. You might want to know about the folks out there in Iowa. Know. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Capitol security officials clashed publicly on Tuesday over the events surrounding last month's assault on Capitol Hill, casting blame on the intelligence community and the Pentagon while delivering conflicting accounts on how things unfolded. There were major discrepancies between former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund and former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving as they recounted their actions before and during the January 6th occupation. Tiger Woods is in the hospital with serious leg injuries after a vehicle he was driving went off the road and rolled over several times in a Los Angeles suburb Tuesday morning. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the cause of the crash was still under investigation, but that Woods was traveling at a relatively greater speed than normal.
That the jaws of life was utilized to extricate the person trapped.
It's reported Tiger shattered his right ankle and had metal pins put into leg brakes at Harbor UCLA Hospital. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Thank you for being on that wall for the rest of us. Now, I've got Colonel Jim Borshuk on the telephone line with us from retired Air Force, as well as the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, the Two Guys Gun Show is found by going to twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. And welcome back, Colonel.
Good to be here.
You want to clean up the Afghanistan comments?
Yeah, we can talk. You know, as I said in the previous caller, we're going to see things reversed there from what President Trump and his administration were trying to do, withdrawing the troops completely, involved with peace talks with the Taliban to try to lay out how Afghanistan should go forward. You know, every single thing that this group in the White House right now is doing is, you know, I almost think it is just totally detrimental to everything Trump did, and they're trying to get even, and so they're just going to reverse and do a complete 180 of everything that he's doing. But, you know, we're going to be in Afghanistan a bit longer, and I'm sure we're going to see things escalate there to some degree, depending on what goes on.
Yeah, I totally understand that one. Okay, we had a little election up there in Iowa, and we had a Republican going at it with a Democrat, and the Republican finally won the race after recount after recount after recount, and not exhausting all of their opportunities in Iowa. They, for some strange reason, they left some things on the table and didn't challenge it in Iowa and waited until now. But anyway, the Republican Marionette Miller Meeks won by 6 votes. Now, suddenly, the challenger, Rita Hart, her campaign revealed that their strategy was to bypass Iowa altogether in lieu of the Democratic-controlled House. They have now challenged this election to the House Administration's committee, who is going to be taking a vote on this, and they're going to be investigating this. This is the same thing that happened in Sarasota back in 2006 with Congressman Vern Buchanan when he beat Christine Jennings by 250 votes.
Yeah, and this is the same thing we saw a few weeks back in New York with the House District 22 with Claudia Tenney, where she won by a little bit more. I think it was about 125 or something like that, and was just sworn in last week as a member of the U.S. House, a Republican. So the Democrats gave that one up, and I think they're looking at this one saying, okay, we're going to use whatever tools we have available legally, legislatively, to correct this. So I think that's what we're going to see there. And what they're trying to do there is similar to what was supposed to happen in the presidential election, where it would go to the legislature to vote. So they're playing that card, and, you know, we'll see how it goes there.
Okay, and the other thing is that we still have 2 elections to be decided in Louisiana, and there's a strong possibility. Well, let's put it this way. The wife of the congressman that died in office, the newly elected congressman, is running for his seat. She'll probably get reelected because that was a very strong Republican area. The other was a Democratic seat, but it looks like as if the mood of the people in Louisiana is to vote red this year. So let's say they gain 2 seats. Now suddenly the Republicans are down by 4.
Exactly, and I think that's what's going to happen. People are starting to realize the impact and what's happening and how it's affecting their pocketbook, both with energy prices and taxes and whatever else is coming down the line with the Biden group there. They're they're basically going to let it be heard at the ballot box, and it's going to be in our favor, and that's going to put further pressure for 2022 for the Republicans. So we'll be talking about that soon, I guess.
Now, I'm going to be talking about with you right now something that's really fantastic, and kudos to you, the other county chairmen that are out there, our good friend Joe Gruters, the state chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, because Florida has turned into the model for the future of the Republican Party.
Yeah, Florida is being looked at because of how the election went and because of the new policies that Governor Ron DeSantis is putting in place to ensure that our elections are free and fair. We talked about that at the annual state Republican Party meeting last month, and one of the things I told Gruter, sitting right across the table with him when we were discussing pros and cons and, you know, lessons learned from the election, I said, what we need to do, though, is let's not rest on our laurels because Donald Trump won by 400,000 votes. We need to go back and check again, and if it takes doing a recount and an audit of every single ballot, not only in Florida, but we need to do it nationwide. And if there's nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about. If everything was free and fair, as the Democrats say, let's do it. And I told that to Joe, and turned out 2 weeks later he was named by the RNC as the election integrity chairman for the country. So
that's right. That's right.
I fired off a text and an email to him the next day congratulating him and said, Joe, remember what I said. That will help us even more now that we have the momentum. So we're looking forward to working that effort.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens because, Florida, one of the things, and by the way, I had somebody make some comment to me about, well, you know, the people are still going to come down there with the New Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Illinois licenses, and they're still going to vote. I said, well, good. Let them show one of those licenses and try to vote with it.
Right. Yeah.
See what happens.
No, we're just trying to make it legal and stick to it. So here's the way to vote, and if you don't like it, you don't have to live or vote in Florida, and that's what we need to do nationwide. So from the standpoint of Florida being the model or the gold standard, as I think Ron DeSantis said, we have to ensure that that is, in fact, the case, and that's what's going on here, and that's what Governor DeSantis is doing with his new bill that he put forth last week.
Well, Colonel, I want to thank you very much for sticking around, spending some extra time with us here, because I know that you're a very busy man. You got a lot of stuff going on, and we look forward to talking to you next week. And anytime you want to chat, we're there.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it, Matt.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Colonel Jim Borsuk, and he is, of course, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Now, I've got on the telephone line the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. You were sitting there listening to all of this. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think it's interesting. I think we've got momentum. That is, the Republicans have momentum for this upcoming cycle. And, from what I've heard on Charlie Kirk's show, is a potential for a Trump run for Congress and potential for Trump to take over the House as Speaker of the House.
Well, I doubt that's going to happen, but it's a thought that's out there, and again, it's just an idea that somebody presented. I don't think that he would do that. Now, his son might, or his daughter might.
Right.
Yep, because they,
yeah.
And by the way, you do not have to be a member of the House of Representatives to be elected Speaker. Did you know that?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what Charlie said on his show as well, his podcast. So, yeah, it's an interesting comment. I think people have seen, especially how the Biden administration has come out very radical with a lot of their programs. Mm-hmm. And it's scaring a lot of people. I mean, even the gun bill that's being presented right now could criminalize, 105 million people could be now criminals.
Well, whatever, but here's the deal. The stimulus bill will probably go through simply because they have the numbers and they don't need any Republican votes. And all the Democrats signed on to the stimulus bill, I might add, in the House. So that's probably a given. The Senate might be a little bit more different.
Yeah, the Senate's a higher, you have a higher barrier, right? You got to have more votes. We'll see what happens. It's interesting in, thinking about local politics here, considering a run and really getting close to giving that a go. And I'm just interested in trying to, take back our country in terms of common sense, American values, patriot values.
Hold that thought.
Constitutional
Hold
values.
That thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Find him online at consumerqb.com. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback, brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installations, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. All you got to do is call them up and set up an appointment. So, their phone number, 941-922-2345, just set up that appointment, or you can just stop by the store and see Jill and the gang in the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Now, Brandon, you were an athlete, correct?
Yes, sir.
You played football, correct?
Yep, University of South Florida.
Did you ever suffer a significant ankle or leg or knee injury?
Yeah, I rolled my ankle. That's what kind of ended my career. Rolled it pretty bad.
Okay,
Well, I'm going to use the term that was used by the medical people. Shattered his ankle is what they're describing Tiger Woods as well as two compound fractures in his leg. When I found out yesterday that they put the masked pants on him, which is done for two reasons. Number one, because of the significance of the injury, you're trying to stabilize the leg or legs, number one. You also are trying to keep the person from going into shock, and you're also trying to control the level of breathing, all of which can be done properly using those. When I heard that that was what was going on, I knew he was in big trouble. But he had surgery. He's got a rod in his leg. He's got pins and screws in his ankle and his fibula as well. So this is going to be a long and intensive process for him to get better.
Yeah, the rehabilitation begins, and that's for a lot of athletes when they get, you know, an injury like that. It's a mental journey, you know, along with the physical journey. And, you know, it's an amazing athlete that he's been and a lot of records that he holds. So it seems like maybe Jack Nicklaus may be able to hang on to some of his, just depending on how Tiger can come out of this thing.
Well, Jack Nicklaus will probably come and visit him and try to help him along, as would probably let's see, John Daly and a few others that were being interviewed last night. I mean, I'm just saying that's probably what will happen. And it's a shame, you know, but sometimes things happen for a reason. Who knows? But if people think he's just going to go dancing out there in a golf course and away we go, the type of injury he's got is going to stop him from doing that for, I would say, at least 2 years.
Wow, yeah, pretty significant. He's a pretty crazy man. And, the guys that in that position, they have so much going for them. It's like, slow down, drive a little safer. I'm not sure how the accident happened. But
yeah, Eric is chiming in here. He was a corpsman, and he's chiming in here. And, Eric, you're about 10 years behind in that last statement there. They quit doing that a long time ago, as you just mentioned there, but anyway, it is what it is. And I've had to actually use the mask pants before, and you don't use them unless you got a real, real bad situation going.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Now, is your website up and running again, consumerqb.com?
Yeah, we just got it up. Nobody took us down. Conservative censoring, I believe. Took us down without any really warning. They did send an email, but you know how many emails you get these days. I said, why couldn't you call me and tell me if you were going to take my website down? And they just blamed it on their policies. So I got away from them. I moved it over to another host, and I'm moving my cell phone coverage. I'm getting different coverage, getting away from some of these carriers that are, you know, leftist organizations. I'm going to Pure Talk, I believe, or maybe Patriot Mobile. Because, you know, I'm just tired of these leftist companies running things the way they do.
Well, there's lots of competition where you can save a lot of money on cell phones. That's a definite. So, you know, kudos to you for that. And I understand why somebody might say something. And of course, you're talking about, I think it was GoDaddy. That's Amazon.
Yeah.
And we all know about the Amazon policy, but you're back, and that's good. Now, the other thing is, before I have to let you go here, the real estate, the house market, price of houses just keeps going up and up and up, and what the heck? I mean, how long is that going to last?
Yeah, the problem is there's a lack of inventory. The builders can't build inventory enough to replace it. And, you know, the resales, there's only a certain amount of resales you can have, and especially in, you know, like Pinellas County, for example, that's such a, peninsula, so there's not much land. But we've got some vacant land listings. I've got developers calling me on my listing to build and develop, and, you know, apartment complexes, condos, townhomes. But, yeah, it's going to last for a while now, especially here in Tampa Bay. You know, there's so much demand from out of state, and blue states coming down to our lovely red state. And so, yeah, hopefully we don't they don't come down and bring those same ridiculous values that put them in trouble up there in New York and some of those other countries or states.
Okay, so your show can be heard Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 in the afternoon on my flagship station, and which is right here in Tampa. And you also have the podcast, which they can find by going to your website, consumerqb.com. And if they have any questions, regardless of where they're at or what they're doing, certainly they can get a hold of you and you can try to help them.
That's right. Reach out. We'd love to help you and put you in touch with, you know, attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, great, you know, home services, solar companies, lots of people that can help you. So we'd love to be that resource on the Consumer Quarterback Show and the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty.
All right. Well, you stay out of trouble. We will talk to you soon, and one of these days we'll get together for lunch.
Hey, let's do it. That sounds good, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks, Captain.
Brandon Rimes, everybody, the Consumer Quarterback. Brandon Rimes, go over there to consumerqb.com and check him out. Now, again, talking about the Tiger Woods situation, he's lucky to be alive. Lucky to be alive. And he was wearing a seatbelt. That's probably what saved him. He was obviously... Freed, had to be extracted out of the vehicle. They brought him out through the windshield. They did not use the jaws of life, even though they had them there. They used a Halligan tool, which is a universal bar that can do just about anything. And that's what they used to get him out, even though they did have the jaws of life standing by in case that did not work. But they were lucky that they were able to just pry some things out of the way and got him out of the vehicle. However, now the process begins with getting back on the mend and doing what he needs to do. And hopefully he'll be fine. And I'm sure, and by the way, he did tweet out to his fans and his friends that he was going to be okay, that he was just resting and hanging back and this, that, and the other. There was a tweet that came out here a little while ago. I saw it, but now I can't find it because the Twitter is all tied up. Wait a moment. Everybody's probably trying to wish him well and whatnot, and that's great. That's great. Plus, I follow him, so I'm keeping track of what's going on there. But coming up today, it's going to be an interesting day, again, with the confirmation hearings for some of the cabinet people. And Denise, let's see. Christine, I'm not sure what that was there, but you can always go to consumerqb.com and send him a message that way, and he'll tell you who that is. But he was just one lucky individual. And again, today they're going to be voting again on the prospective cabinet appointees. We'll see where that goes. Becerra is no good. Tandon is no good, for sure. And that other one that's going to be the Secretary of Interior, she's no good. Hopefully they'll be smart and they'll vote them down. Goodness sakes. All right. I'll see you tonight, everybody. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay safe.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.